That's Jody Messina. Bye-bye. B1049, a Real Country 726. And joining me in the studio is Mark Scotch from the Oregon Trail. Good morning.
Good morning, TK.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well. How are you?
You're looking well tanned, too, from being outside and all the sun.
Yeah, I've got some pretty good tan marks.
No kidding. So you're back from your trip, all well-rested?
Pretty much. It took a little over a week. I was surprised how tired I was.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I came home after I drove back from Denver in my truck, and man, I had a hard time staying awake. I had to stop and sleep, and when I got home, I slept for about 2 days straight.
So how many miles did you actually go?
Officially, 2,047.
Wow. How many events?
It says six or seven, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the people tuning in, or if you haven't heard about the Oregon Trail before, O-O-R-G-A-N Trail, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's about my kidney donation, basically, and then later on my liver donation. I donated part of my liver as well. So it's just a way to create awareness, to let people know that there's a need. My wife and I both were so surprised, we didn't know that there were like 13 people dying every day in the United States waiting for a kidney transplant, and in Wisconsin, about two a week.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Two a week. And because they didn't get that, they didn't find that right liver.
Liver or kidney.
Or kidney.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how does it work with you? You're doing the live kidney donation. How does that work? And how does that put somebody ahead on the list or on top of the list?
Well, for me personally, I met a guy in Louisiana. So from Wisconsin to Louisiana, I wanted to donate to this guy. I didn't know anything about it. So I ended up actually donating for him. He did not get my kidney. Mm-hmm. But because I named him as my voucher recipient, the National Kidney Registry, NKR.org, has a program called the Voucher Program, where you can name somebody to get a kidney if you get evaluated and deemed healthy enough to donate, you can name somebody to be your voucher recipient. So my kidney went to the best match. The NKR facilitated my kidney going to the best match because I didn't match this guy in Louisiana. Right. And then he got a kidney. They gave him priority on the list. They immediately started looking for a kidney for him, and his kidney came from Southern California. And so my wife ended up donating too. Her kidney went to somebody in Illinois. And she gave the voucher to a little boy in Minneapolis. So I kind of combined all those cities and all those states and our donations and put together bike rides, bicycle rides, not a motorcycle, to create awareness and let people know that there's a need, and kind of used our ride as a demonstration that, hey, you can donate a kidney, literally save someone's life. And it doesn't change your life at all.
Right. You'll ride more. You'll be riding thousands of miles, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, that is just such a neat story. We'll talk more about that coming up in a few minutes, and about your last event. And we'll figure out what plans you've got coming up in the future, too. So we'll do that in just a few minutes. It's 7:29 now here at B1049. Real Country, B1049, that's Lone Star, my front porch, looking in. We're at 43 degrees at 7:37. Mark Scotch from the Oregon Trail in the studio with us this morning, and thanks for coming in. And I figured maybe you'd be sleeping yet after your bike ride.
Well, at least we're in the same time zone now.
Good point. People probably didn't realize I would call you, and it's like 5 or 5:30 your time, I think, right?
Yeah, in Los Angeles it was, and also Phoenix, actually.
In Phoenix, yeah. And I'm just, this is your wake-up call. Well, that was nice of you to give us some updates. And why don't you tell us about some of the events that you did while you were out there?
Well, we had one event with Keck Medicine of USC. That's where I donated part of my liver in Los Angeles. And my part of my liver went to a little girl, a nine-month-old little baby that was at Children's Hospital of L.A.
Okay.
So those two transplant hospitals were our first events, so to speak. And they did kind of a combined thing, but also we rode into one. We rode into Children's first from Santa Monica. That was the closest one to the beach. And we had an event there. And kind of a sad story with that, we were going to have a huge event, and my liver recipient, who's 2.5 now, she was going to be there with her family. And the night before, they were driving over from Phoenix, and they got a late start. She texted me, the mom texted me, and 2 or 2:30 in the morning, I don't know if I was awake or my phone went off, and here their car broke down.
Oh, no.
And in Blythe, California, which is in the middle of the desert, They tried to find a rental car, couldn't find a rental car. And that's what these families, I mean, they go through so much. Mm-hmm. Typically, their finances are gone. I mean, they've spent everything they can.
Oh, yeah.
Through travel. Yeah. Oh, and so they were, you know, trying to get over there. They're a young family, and they couldn't make it. So mm-hmm. the next day, the little girl wasn't part of the event at Children's Orkek, but we still had them. And then when I rode my bike then from L.A. to Phoenix, of course, we were in Phoenix, and we got together with them.
Oh, good.
And we kind of made up for it, so to speak. You know, we didn't have as much legacy media. We've noticed it tailing off the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So, like, newspapers and even some TV stations, we're not getting near the attention, if you will. So this ride, we really concentrate on social media, and that I think that helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. You started out in a bar in Louisiana, and then all of a sudden you were on the Today Show, yeah. you and your wife, yeah. and that was kind of neat to see.
Yeah, that was really out of the blue.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a weird story. The Today Show was looking for a transplant story, mm-hmm. and it must have been March of 2023, and. Came across our story, and the producer she's born and raised in Connecticut, but for some reason, I can't remember why, she ended up going to school at Madison.
Okay.
Madison, yeah. For college. And she went online to look for a kidney story, and we had just did a TV interview that February on our way from Wisconsin down to Texas to do that ride. So we did two TV interviews there, and somehow her computer picked up that Madison story. And
caught her eye.
Yep, caught her eye.
Oh, that's neat. That is neat. So you've got these rides done. What are you looking to do in the future now?
Well, I've got one more ride to do officially. That's the second half of my liver donation. So these rides are the rides of the routes of the organ, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So because I flew out to California to donate my part of my liver, instead of riding to California, I decided to ride from California back to Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
mainly because of the weather.
Yeah,
I can start earlier in the spring. I had to go through California, get through the desert. Then also, we got through Colorado with a little bit of snow, but we just dodged a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended in Denver, and in Denver, you know, wasn't really the end of the ride.
Right.
So next year, next spring, probably sometime, late spring, I plan on riding from Denver back to Stevens Point Plover.
Right. And if people are not, didn't realize, Mark Scotch is, you're from Plover. You live in Plover.
Yes. So, yep.
Yeah. Started originally here. That is just so cool. So hopefully you keep us updated on that and everything that's going on. And if before I let you go, I know you've got another interview on the other radio station here. How can people get your story and get information about all of the kidney donations and liver donations?
Well, there's probably two ways. Our website is markscotch.com. And Facebook page is The Oregon Trail. And you might get a few zombie sites, but you'll find her pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Some people we met just randomly on the last ride, I had them go to their phone and call up The Oregon Trail. And it popped up first on a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. Well, I would imagine you're getting a lot of, what do they call them, hits and everything too, right? Views?
Yeah, we had 98,000 views on the website leading up to the ride and just after the ride.
Wow. Wow, yeah. A lot of people following along, too, yep. I bet.
Yeah.
Well, that is great. Well, thank you for everything you're doing. That's a great to bring awareness to the live kidney donations and the liver donations, too. It's just a great cause. And, boy, I mean, you're keeping in shape, too.
Well, thank you for everything you've done, man. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been a fun time. And looking forward for your next ride.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Mark. It's 7:43 now here at B1049.